Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, I had some amazing sushi on my recent Japanese trip, but it seems that we were going to get a real taste of it here now, because that's great news for my next guest, whose company, Oishi Sushi, has seen a massive 260% increase in revenue in the last 3 years. Konnichiwa, Kira Troy, how are you?
Konnichiwa, and thank you for having me on the show, Bobby. It's great to see you again.
Now, you too, Kira. Great to see you. Just in terms of, we'll talk about the product, and you've kindly brought in some product, which is always music to my ears, because we might even get to taste something as Brilliant. We converse here this morning. But how did you find yourself in this business? You were doing best in Trinity, and I think maybe you ended up in Japan as part of your studies.
I absolutely did. So I applied to do the Erasmus over in Japan. So four of us went over to Tokyo as part of the degree. And it just, who knew it was going to change the course of my life forever.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you come back from your Erasmus over there saying, do you know what, I'm going to do something around?
Not really.
No.
But I just absolutely loved it over there. I felt so good on the diet, the food, the people. I just felt really at home. So when I finished the degree, we used to go into Aya at the back of Brown Thomas.
Yeah, yeah.
Saturday night, just loved it. But there really were no Japanese food offerings. There were very little compared to what there is today. And I just thought, why not try and make my own and share my love of Japanese food with
people? You know, sometimes when you come into a market that's growing, in other words, where there's an appetite, as in this case, for something new, it's a very intricate product, though.
It's really intricate. It's, and there was a lot of awareness to be created. I mean, we'll be 19 years on the 22nd of July.
Isn't that amazing?
I did my first farmer's market in Greystones.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? And when we talk about the process around making sushi, I know I remember hearing that, you know, Japanese sushi chefs back in the day, and this is going back a few years, were being paid 50 or 60 euro an hour. And because of the skills, because of the craft. Tell me about how you've overcome all that.
Well, there's been so many challenges along the way, but it's great to see how the team have grown. So I suppose part of it was creating awareness, and a demand for the product was there. And then to meet that demand, we had to upskill. So the team have grown to 65 strong now.
Wow.
Particularly in the last 2 years, when we moved into our new factory in Dublin 12, we were 25 members in the team.
Wow.
Now it's 65. So it's really, really grown. And they're just a fantastic team. They're so hardworking, so resilient. But to be honest, it's a very laborious process. We have hand prepared 1.2 million sushi trays so far this year for people to enjoy.
Wow.
And
I love your slogan. I love your slogan, which says, roll today, sold today.
Roll today, sold today. So yeah, we're literally producing 7 days a week across three shifts. So we just make it as fresh as we can using the best of ingredients, get it packed and get it to the stores as quickly as we can.
There's a couple of texts in, Kira, which you might help me with. And one from Paul says, if I roll salmon and put a lettuce around it, do I have sushi?
Sushi, well, the word sushi actually is referring to the vinegared rice. So I would say no, Paul, sorry. He probably has something close to sashimi in a lettuce roll. But ultimately, anything within the Japanese vinegared rice is called sushi. So one of the most popular rolls, you probably tried them over there, were kappamaki.
Oh, yes.
Basic cucumber rolls. So crunchy, crisp cucumber, surrounded by the vinegared rice and the nori. Just delicious.
Another texter, Joan, tells us that, Bobby, sushi is a great way to get kids to eat fish. They enjoy the spectacle of it all.
They absolutely do. And I had a group of fifth classers around at my house on Wednesday for the final week of school sushi making party. And it was just great to see them getting stuck in, getting rolling. It's fun, it's healthy, it's delicious. And I think it needs to be more accessible to a wider audience, which is what we're trying to do.
As the business has grown over the 19 odd years, Kira, you're now in your third location, is that right?
Probably even fourth.
If you include your own kitchen from the old days.
Absolutely. So from kitchen to Kilcool, Kilcool to Sunnybank Centre in Bray. Then we were in the Spade Enterprise Centre for about 13 years. And most recently, so we moved in November of 23 to our current location, which is in Dublin 12. And it took us so long to find that next step, but it's been great and it's really allowed us to jump up and grow.
And tell us then about the end consumer. Obviously, you know, the supermarkets are a play here.
Yeah.
The multiples in terms of getting volume.
Yes.
But you also supply smaller shops and more niche producers, do you not?
We do. Now, I would say since COVID, we have probably transitioned more to the depot business. So you'll find our products in Tesco, Lidl, Aldi, Dunn's, Musgrave stores. And if you stop at an Apple Green, if you're out on the road, you'll find us in the chilled aisle. But yeah, I mean, it's just really expanded. The end consumer as well. I think the meal occasions for eating sushi has diversified so much. You know, you could have Niamh who wants to pick up a post-workout snack. I mean, they're protein rich. They're naturally low fat, low in sugar. We do as little as we can to the products. To be honest, we let the ingredients speak for themselves.
Are they a difficult?
I can see you now going for the wasabi, Bobby. You're making me a bit nervous.
I'm putting a bit of wasabi. I was just going to introduce it now shortly. I was going to ask you to introduce it for me.
It's kind of interesting watching how people prepare their sushi tray. My brother does what you just did there. He would put a little blob of wasabi on each piece, then a little sliver of the pickled ginger, and then he would give two drops of the soy sauce on each piece before eating it. So it's like a little ritual.
And did I miss
so itadakimasu.
I missed the soy sauce, I did.
Hang on.
Yeah. Kira's going to help me here because I didn't see the soy sauce. Oh, there it is. Absolutely. Drench it in there on top of the wasabi. Oh, yes. Look at this. Absolutely. Thank you, Kira. So what am I eating here? Just tell our listeners. There you go.
So that is one of our assorted sushi trays that we supply to Lidl. So you get a great mix, everything from smoked salmon, crunchy cucumber, pickled carrot, tuna mayo mix. So as I said, we do as little as we can to the ingredients. We hand prepare all the fillings. We slice every fish topping by hand. So an awful lot of work. So big hello to the team if they're listening.
I'm amazed that we got so many texts coming in here. What about wasabi? Someone says, should it always be on sushi? That comes in from Jake.
To be honest, I often eat my sushi just with the soy sauce. I mean, in Japan, how they would eat the nigiri types, which is the hand-moulded ball of sushi rice, and you can have various toppings. You would actually take the topping off the rice ball and dip the sliver of salmon in the soy sauce. So ideally, it's to flavour the fish. Then you would put it back on the rice and then consume it in one bite.
Wow.
So there is an etiquette around it, but ultimately, look, I fell in love with Japanese food. I wanted to share it with a wider audience. You have to kind of play to your audience.
Yeah.
So Irish people love smoked salmon. They love chicken. This chicken katsu sushi has been unbelievably popular. And we blend, it's like a sashimi and fried onion crumb.
Lovely.
We had a bit of an experiment there in the office about 2 weeks ago where we took the whole roll and put it in the air fryer. So I think that this could go viral, Bobby.
Wow.
We're going to call it the ninja. And it was incredible. The crumb just came to life. But anyway, air fryer or no air fryer, it really is delicious.
Can you ask your guest where I might get cheap, good sushi? For some, I've missed it a lot since being back from Vancouver. I know Vancouver has the best sushi in the world, even better than Japan, but it's art.
Wow.
There you go now. What fish should I use as a basis for sushi? Want to make more for my children?
Okay.
You're saying salmon really is in the Irish market is?
Absolutely. Well, looking at my own children, so I have a 5-year-old, 11-year-old and a 14-year-old. They love the veggie options. So when we did the hands-on sushi making the other day, cucumber, red pepper, it's a great way to get fresh veg.
Yeah.
You could be fun with this. You could even put mango in there. The Brazilians actually adore putting fruit in sushi.
Yeah.
Even kiwi. So mango could be an option. In terms of fish, smoked salmon is so available and you can get really good quality. You can buy it in slices.
Yeah.
It's a great filling. You can mix it with cream cheese and make a Philadelphia roll. Finally, slice some chives. I mean, it's so versatile. And I think we're trying to demystify it. And really, you know, food should be enjoyable. And as I said, it's just naturally got really good health credentials.
So obviously your increase in sales over the last number of years.
Yes.
Has been really impressive, Kira. What next for the business? Where are you going to bring it?
Well,
what are your plans?
So our our plans? That's a really good question. So we do have a 3 to 5 year plan. So our aim would be to hit double digit revenue growth, which would be amazing. It's always good to have a target.
Yeah.
In the last 3 years since we started supplying the Northern Ireland market, we've seen that account for 25% of our business overall. And really, I think there's further opportunities there to gain market penetration. But I think there's an appetite for new formats. So as long as we stay true to our roots of quality, freshness, convenience,
yeah,
easy ways to make healthy food accessible,
we'll be
on track.
Well done you. Kira Troy, founder of Weishi Sushi.
Thanks for joining us
this morning, and thanks for bringing in all the lovely product.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.